Forrest Attaway is dressed in a Hawaiian shirt and cargo shorts. He jokes that his girlfriend says he's in his Hemingway mode. A writer, director, and actor, Attaway's fairly new to the Kansas City area. He's lived here for about 2 years. Most recently, he served as artist in residence at the Crossroads-based theater, The Living Room. But he's taking on a new role as associate producer at the Metropolitan Ensemble Theater.
That's one of the things that I really love about the Kansas City theater scene is their ability to collaborate with each other and share work and the cross-pollination and things like that.
Attaway has traveled and worked around the country from California to Alaska, but his entry for this year's Casey Fringe Festival taps into his East Texas roots. He wrote the play a little more than a decade ago for a playwriting class. It's called Out of Beer and Out of Space, a Redneck Galactic Adventure.
And it's not in any way making fun of my friends from East Texas. It's quite endearing at parts how just honest these guys are.
In the play, there are four cast members, including drinking buddies Jeb and Earl. On a beer run, they encounter aliens. As Attaway puts it, a lot of his work has weight to it. But he says Fringe gives him an opportunity to present something like Out of Beer and Out of Space that's a little more lighthearted.
It's short. It's funny. It's kind of blue. It's really sort of ridiculous, but I'm very, very proud of it.
It's a late afternoon at the Fish Tank, a performance space in the Crossroads, and actors push painted black wooden cubes against a mirror on stage to set the scene for a run-through of lines. Fish Tank curator Heidi Van, with her blonde hair pulled back, is directing an adult evening of Shel Silverstein. It's a collection of one acts from the writer and illustrator, probably best known for Where the Sidewalk Ends or The Giving Tree. But he was also, among other things, a playwright. Van cautions that this subject matter is not for children.
He drops some language in there and then some sorts of characters that, no, aren't children's characters. He has some very eloquent speaking prostitutes selling themselves in verse. He has kind of a synonym game for body parts.
Heidi Van often creates or produces something new for the Fringe, like the Capella Project, her first full-length play. But this time she opted for Silverstein's work. She'd seen it on a larger stage and adapted it for the more intimate Fish Tank. She says there's an emphasis on the language.
Pretty normal scenes, and then the subject takes a sharp turn in one direction, and it becomes not physically violent, but vocally, like the banter back and forth is so percussive and sharp.
Actors Jake Walker and Diana Watts portray a husband and wife. They sit together on a bed, and she asks him to imagine they're on a sinking boat in a storm.
Somebody has to go overboard. What choice do you make?
Well, we bail. We all pitch in and bail.
All right, bail. Bail! Faster! Faster!
Van says at times the production is a little bit shocking, but she says Silverstein shows off his literary finesse. The cast includes the Fish Tank's summer acting apprentices, as well as guest appearances by Kansas City actors. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.